Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tragic Rugby League Report. I'm your host for tonight, Declan McCutcheon, and we're filming this by myself just on the eve of Origin 2, so the Tuesday night, 20th of June. So obviously a lot to talk about this episode. Like, clearly the Ben Hunt story is the one that I think everyone is endlessly fascinated with, but I just thought I would cover Origin a bit quickly. Me and Zach did a really good breakdown preview of Origin 2 last week, and I think that nothing has really changed from our predictions, I don't think, too drastically. Obviously, Latrell Mitchell was out, replaced by Stephen Crichton. Apparently, Brad Fittler said in the media that it was always very unlikely that Latrell was going to be able to play because he hasn't gotten over that calf strain, so that makes sense. So, and Crichton obviously did a really good job in game one, but huge effort for New South Wales. He's such a point of difference. I think he's one of those players, in a similar way that New South Wales don't really have anything equivalent to Cam Munster, I don't think the Maroons really have anything similar to Latrell Mitchell. He's just so big and awkward to tackle and strong and so skillful that he's probably going to, like, any chance that we had of, you know, going in and pulling an upset just took dramatic damage, in my opinion. But you never know with these things. I think we talked about how it means that both tip Queensland, but I think these games historically, I think they are quite close. I think that whenever a team gets dismissed for an Origin game, an Origin decider no less, I think these things do usually tend to go down to the wire. I'm still predicting a Queensland win, but I think New South Wales, I think it'll be a lot closer than some people are giving them credit for, and I think that'll be a great game. Also some mail that Josh Adelkar and Brian Toe are going to switch sides. So now that Toe, he'll be on Toby Tarbo's side, and Crichton will be with Josh Adelkar. I don't think that really makes too much of a difference, but it's just what's happening. Like, both teams look like they have a bit of a settled lineup in terms of players named. I think Queensland is still 1-17, with obviously Horsburgh 19th man. So yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think that Queensland obviously are going to go into it massive favourites because it's in Queensland. It's not to be unexpected, but I think it's going to be a good game. I'm really hoping that New South Wales play well. I'm hoping that Stefano has a really good game. I think some people are arguing that he's not quite ready. I have a sneaky suspicion that he's going to play really well tomorrow night. So yeah, I'm just putting that on the record there. I think he's going to handle the Origin call up very well, but it's going to be a tough one. There's no tougher place to play in Origin for New South Wales than up in the Cauldron, but it's going to be a good game, and hopefully New South Wales get the W. So obviously, as everyone can tell, it's just me tonight. So I thought that I would just mainly cover the Ben Hunt and the Dragons story because it's just so interesting to me. It's multi-layered, multi-faceted, and there's a lot of different things that are happening at the moment here. So if anyone doesn't know, Ben Hunt, I think the story dropped Saturday afternoon, that Ben Hunt has asked for a release from the Dragons, effective immediately no less, to join another club, assumably as soon as possible. It's been those kind of details are a little bit hazy in the media. The Dragons have since denied this request, but I think anyone who's, you know, a rugby league fan or anyone that's followed this podcast for a while, I think we all know, don't we, that this can only really end in one way, and that is the Dragons and Ben Hunt departing each other. So from that perspective, I think that it's going to be really interesting to see how this one plays out. So I've seen a lot of opinions on both sides of this argument that, you know, on one hand, you've got Ben Hunt and the kind of the way he's conducted himself. You know, he's the captain of the club. He's supposed to be the leader. That they paid him a really good amount of money for a very long time, and he hasn't really delivered them much success, as opposed to the fact that some other people are saying, well, you know, he's played really well individually, and the Dragons have just put an absolute, you know, terrible team around him. So what do you expect him to do? And then obviously there's all that stuff where apparently his manager has come out and said that it's not so much the players or the coaches that he has a problem with, it's more the management. And from that perspective, you can see it as well, because you know, the Dragons, they did bungle the Jason Rouse thing, and they also, there were stories that they didn't come up to Ben Hunt's 300th game celebration. And now, obviously, that and isolated amongst itself isn't really a huge thing for me, but I think it probably just shows that there's probably stuff under the surface that we're not completely aware of with Ben Hunt and the Dragons. So I just think that, like I feel like there's good points on both sides. But from my perspective, I remember going through this as a Tigers fan last year, and with Isaiah Papali'i, how he didn't want to come to the Tigers, and everyone was just like, well, you know, well, not everyone, but some people were just like, well, can you really blame him? The Tigers are going awful, and, you know, he wants to stay in a winner in Parramatta. So I can kind of understand the Dragons' perspective from this. Like, obviously, with these sort of things, as with many, like, failed relationships, there's usually faults on both sides of it, both sides of the argument, both sides, both parties, and, like, you can definitely see that playing out here. I think that from the perspective of a Tigers fan, I think with IPAP, it's clear that, you know, the Tigers butchered last season, and he probably had, like, some very valid reasons to not want to go to the club. So he ended up going to the Tigers, but I think that was probably a rare case of the fact that he wasn't in the building yet. And I think that once you're, if you're not in the building, there is the hope that, like, once you get there, everything calms down and you kind of settle in, which I think has happened at the Tigers, fingers crossed. But I think with Ben Hunt, it's different because he's been there for a very long time, and it's clear that these relationships he's formed aren't very strong ever since Anthony Griffin left, and he probably doesn't think he owes the club anything. So it's a really interesting one. I think all the people saying that, you know, what's he supposed to do? I think the one thing that really, like, puts me off, like, agreeing with Ben Hunt is the fact that he re-signed last year when he knew Anthony Griffin was under the pump. He asked for a get-out clause if Anthony Griffin got sacked. He didn't get it. He signed a contract anyway. And now, like, looking back retrospectively, you're probably thinking that he probably just backed himself to get the release anyway, which is what he's trying to do at the moment. So I do find it quite hard to side with Ben Hunt in that regard, to be honest, because there's nothing that he didn't know when he signed a contract that hasn't played out, or something he reasonably should know that hasn't played out already. So from that perspective, I understand. I do also understand that the point, and this gets raised with Luke Brooks a lot as well. Sorry, this is, I'm just coming at this from a West Tigers point of view, because, you know, that's kind of how I look at a lot of things. How would I feel if I was a Dragons fan, or how would I feel if this was something that happened to the Tigers? And I think the same is same with Ben Hunt and Luke Brooks as the sevens of the clubs, is that I don't think that either club has really done a good job of making sure that each seven is as successful as possible. Now, obviously, with Ben Hunt, he's miles better than Luke Brooks. I don't think many people would argue that. But I think there's something to be said about how, you know, players, there's a lot said about how players fail clubs, but I think equally a lot of clubs fail players, and especially the clubs at the bottom of the ladder. I think that can definitely be said for Ben Hunt. But yeah, I just don't really like how he's went about it. It seems like he's had this exit strategy, or his manager anyway, for a while, and now this is just the best time they've felt to enact it, which is also odd because, you know, he's in an Origin series. Like, maybe, like, from his perspective, he's not, like, at St. George or training with the team at the moment, so maybe that's easier for him because he's not in contact with them. It's interesting what's going to happen if he plays for the Dragons again, which you would assume he would, because the Dragons have actually denied his release, so you'd assume he would play a little bit more time at the Red V. So it's just really interesting, and it's just, I don't know. And I see some people pointing out that maybe he shouldn't have, like, maybe the Dragons should just release him, get something for him. But I just wonder what kind of precedent does that seek? Because does that mean that any team that's at the bottom of the ladder, like, they don't really have the right to keep their good players? So, for example, let's say, like, the Roosters, like, you know, they're not, like, having, like, a disastrous season by normal standards, but by their standards they are. So if they got the wooden spoon and James Tedesco was just like, you know, I want to leave, you know, would he be allowed to do that based on, like, the people arguing for Ben Hunt? Because, like, if you're a bad team, you're not allowed to keep your good players. So, but the result of that is, how is any bad team supposed to become good again? And I just really worry about that, like, supporting a struggling team as well. I think that the whole point of a contract is to protect the interests of both parties. And in cases exactly like this, where Ben Hunt, he clearly sees himself away from the Dragons. That's the whole point of having a contract there, that he's legally bound to not be able to play for another club unless the Dragons give him permission to do so. Now, obviously the Dragons, like, everything's negotiable in rugby league, so I can't imagine for a second that that's actually going to stop him. But I just feel like in terms of having contracts, I don't like the idea. I don't like the argument that just because you're a struggling team and your admin hasn't done a good job, I don't think that means that, like, you don't deserve to have good players, because then you're never going to be good. And the NRL is just going to be a one-sided competition, and it might turn into something like the English Premiership, the EPL, where the best teams are at the top. That's pretty much it. They've got the most resources, the best players, and the teams at the bottom, you know, you might get like a Leicester City every now and again, but like you're probably not. Like the Man Uniteds, the Man Cities, Liverpools, Chelseas, these are the teams that are probably going to be on top most of the time. So yeah, I don't really like that argument, but I must admit, I do see, I think Ben Hunt does have some solid arguments. You know, he's played really well. He was good enough to win the Dalian last year, but I just don't like how he's went about it. I do feel sorry for Dragons fans. I also don't like that Ben Hunt and his manager are clearly feeding things to the media. Well, he's not even feeding. He confirmed that he asked for a release from Buzz Rothfield. And some people have come out and said that that's, like, honest and that's good. But I see it from a different perspective, that it's just throwing liquid or oil onto fire and just making the whole situation a lot worse, because not only has Ben Hunt confirmed it, now everyone knows he's desperate to get out of the Dragons, and that could potentially impact any deal they'll get for him. Because let's just move on to the idea that someone's going to trade for him. So I think the front runners at the moment, I think the Titans have been interested in him, but that's most likely true. There's reports that he wants to go to Queensland. I'm not sure if that's a non-negotiable for him. I wouldn't be surprised if he still ended up at Sydney Club. Bulldogs have been mentioned. The Roosters have been mentioned. And I can honestly think of like 6 or 7 clubs, to be honest, that would be interested in someone like Ben Hunt. So let's talk about the whole trade situation. And I find that interesting, because these sort of trades, they're always thrown up when a player is disgruntled. And you know what happens? Nothing. Trades don't usually happen with NRL clubs, because it's not the NBA, because 4 parties need to agree to it. You've got to have both clubs and both sets of players. And me, Zach, and Rutkin were talking about it last night, and we kept coming back to the fact that what player is going to want to move to the Dragons right now for Ben Hunt, except for money? So that automatically limits your options. So say, for example, Ben Hunt wanted to go to the Roosters, and the Roosters are just like, okay, great, we'll trade you someone like Sam Walker. Okay, that sounds good in principle, but is Sam Walker going to want to take the jump and go to the Dragons? Probably not. He'd probably have his pick of teams. Now, obviously, you could say that, you know, the Roosters are quite savage and they have ways of convincing their players to leave when they're not wanted, aka Mitchell Pearce. But I think the point still stands that it's going to be really hard to facilitate a trade when you have to make 4 parties happy. But in the NBA, it's usually just the clubs or the franchises, sorry, that they have to appease. So from that perspective, I see it quite difficult. But I do love the trade machine. And I think that in terms of predictions, if I was just to predict a club that I think Ben Hunt would end up at, I think I'd either send it down to the Gold Coast Titans, because I think they could offer... We were talking about it on the group chat. I think that, like, people are all assuming that the Dragons want another half in return, but I don't necessarily think that's the case. So, because they've got Junior Amon and Jaden Sullivan, so they've got some, like, pretty decent halves there already that they've kind of earmarked for a very long time, that they would be the 6 and the 7 going forward. So, like, if you're the Gold Coast Titans, like, you could offer a pretty good forward, someone like maybe Mo Fueka. That could be interesting. I don't think they would offer Tino. Maybe Bo Farmer as well. Like, some sort of package around one of their good forwards. That could be very interesting. Like, I think they have the cap space as well to take Ben Hunt on. So I think that could be an interesting one. He said he wants to go back to Queensland, so that kind of fits his bill. The Dolphins, I could so easily see him in a Dolphins jersey. He's got a relationship with Ben Hunt. The Dolphins have O'Sullivan, and he's a really good player, but he's probably not at Ben Hunt's level. But in terms of what the Dragons could get, I'm not really sure they've got too much that the Dragons would want. So, like, I think they would come into it if Ben Hunt could just agitate for a release without a player trade, which definitely could happen. I'm not ruling that out, because it's clear that Ben Hunt is pushing the issue onto the Dragons, and he's created a situation where the Dragons, they might not be able to get anything. Because if I was the Titans, what I would do is, well, we know you've got an unhappy player. He's not only your best player, he's your captain as well. And, like, think about this. If you're a Dragons fan, like, how are you going to sign any decent players at the moment when your captain wants to leave? Like, it's just an untenable situation. And that's a big reason why I feel really sorry for Dragons fans. So, you've got a depreciating asset. Everyone knows he wants to get out. That lowers his value. Teams are going to try and lowball the Dragons. I can guarantee at the moment that, you know, teams aren't going to be offering, you know, Fodueka, Bo Farmer, like really solid guys like that. They're going to be starting with guys like Tanner Boyd. No disrespect to him, but that's, you know, that's the kind of quality I think the Dragons are going to get. So I think that any trade is going to disappoint people, but it's fun to talk about nonetheless. And then in terms of my favourites, I think it'll end up the Roosters, to be honest. I think that they could offer him Sam Walker, and the Roosters will do what they do best and move people on ruthlessly. I'm not sure how Sam Walker will feel about it, because, you know, we've talked about in the past, he would have a lot of clubs interested in him. But I suppose they could also move on Luke Keary as well. I'm not sure how, like, interested Luke Keary would be. The Dragons do need leadership. He's a great player, probably not playing as well as someone like Ben Hunt, but there's not many players in the comp that are. So I could definitely see him ending up at the Roosters, or even just a cash compensation sum, because that's a lot of it is what happens with as well. I think it was Cat, like, who paid cash for a release. So I think there's been a few cases, but I think that's what tends to happen more than an actual player trade. I know that Ivan had to pay out a lot of cash to the Tigers when he left for his contract, and there's probably a lot more examples that are just slipping my head at the moment. But I think that's my prediction. I think he'll be at the Roosters, and the Roosters will give a cash sum to the Dragons. And this is my prediction of how it's going to happen. So what's going to happen is you'll have Ben Hunt, and the Dragons will deny his request, and he'll play a few more times for the Dragons, but it's going to be really untenable. They're not going to play well. The home fans are going to boom, and there's going to be pressure on the Dragons to move him on. And there's going to be a team like the Titans and the Bulldogs, and they're going to be front runners for Ben Hunt's signature, and everyone's going to think it's a two-horse race between them two. And then in the 11th hour, the Roosters going to come in, and they're going to clear the field, and he's going to go to the Roosters, and he'll be there for 2024. And it's going to be I reckon a Ben Hunt, Luke Keary 7-6 combination next year. And that's my prediction, because, like, look at Dom Young, honestly. Like, who was it? The Knights wanted to re-sign him, the Bunnies wanted to sign him to play on, on the right edge, so not that famous left edge, but just, like, how good would it be Dom Young in the Bunnies jersey? But as soon as the Roosters got in, like, they just cleared the field. It's amazing how relentless they are with their free agents, and I think this is going to be no different with Ben Hunt. So I think he'll end up at the Roosters, to be honest, and unfortunately for every other club. I know Rutkin's got his heart set on him, but yeah, like, he could end up at the Titans, though. I could also see that, but to be honest, I think there's probably 6 or 7 teams that could use Ben Hunt at the moment, or desperately need him. It's probably every team in the comp could probably use him, but, like, in terms of, like, desperately needing him, I think the Raiders as well, that's one you could throw in as well. But I doubt, being a Queensland boy, they'd be too keen to go back to go to Canberra, where it's a lot colder. I also heard a rumor that he actually wants to stay in Sydney because his kids are at school, so I'm not sure how true that is, because the loudest kind of rumour is that he does want to go back to Queensland. So it's an interesting one. Very keen to keep an eye on it. But yeah, just a short pod tonight. I just wanted to go through my kind of take on Ben Hunt and where I think he'll land. Hopefully tomorrow's going to be a really good Origin game, and hopefully we'll get some more news on this so we can do it for the pod next week. But thank you everyone for watching, and up the Tigers.